Well, Mickey, sport can be cruel at times. I suppose that's the best way to sum up that game.
Yeah, I suppose a bit of bad luck all season too, Tom. And less than that, it's just a step too high for us with the panel we have at the minute, you know, and a lot of young boys are going to come making their debuts in Christy Ring Hurling. And missing a few more boys today, Ronan and Christy McDermott there from Thursday night, you know, so we had a very young team out. And listen, they battled well. We went 7 points up and missed a couple of goal chances and maybe give away two bad goals. So that probably was there. London weren't as good maybe as Down or Derry, but they just did a wee bit more class in the end.
Yeah, a little bit more power as well, you know, a little bit more physique.
Bit more physique, and I suppose bigger men, you know, and over in London working, and where our boys are young college lads, it's put in the books at the minute, you know, and it proved that they're just a bit more power, as you say, coming out through the field, and they're getting out of the fence, you know, with a bit more strength. We are forwards, are very young and light, you know.
As you say, I got off to a good start after conceding a nightmare goal.
I think it was 20 seconds, Tom, and it was terrible marking, to be honest, but in fairness, we bounced back and scored maybe we ended up 180, 1-1 up, so it was a great return, but then we had a bad mistake. Maybe Paul Burns misread one and then give them a soft goal, and momentum swung, and I felt that changed the game, you know. Yeah. And they started moving on from there.
Yeah, even though you were still level at half time, you were in good enough position because you had that strong breeze.
Strong breeze, aye, and you'd think it's two, 3 or 4 point breeze, but London seemed to work through the lines better with the ball, you know. They're very, very comfortable on it and moved and ran off the shoulder with hand passing and stuff, and actually suited them better, you know, where we had to go long and they just out-muscled us in defence, you know.
And you were still in it with a few minutes to go. Suppose the first inning off Marty Callaghan and then followed by, well, Keane was at the very end, but I didn't see them. What did you see?
Well, Marks was a second yellow, which he thinks the ref didn't even give a sub for the tackle or a free for the tackle, you know, and the play went on, but the linesman must have called the earpiece to him, you know. But Kieran, I felt, connected to the ball. I felt wasn't even a booking and ended up getting a straight red, you know, and felt the ref was getting assessed today. But it was a very, very, very lot of soft frees given, you know, and we were worried of some of them too, you know. He was very whistle happy in the frees.
And then they pulled away, and, you know, as I said, it can be cruel because that margin at the end, you know, 218 to 114, certainly doesn't reflect your performance.
Definitely not. I think if we maybe kept 15 on the pitch, you know, it would have been nip and tuck right to the end, you know. As you say, maybe 78 minutes left, there was only a goal on it, you know, and Lee missed one or two frees that could have kept the scoreboard ticking over, but. Overall, second half they were a wee bit more experienced in the ball, you know, and that got them through the game.
Nevertheless, some huge performances. I thought Sean McVeigh at centre half back, you know, Danny in the middle of the field, you know, Joe Boyle as usual stood up big time. Keane Mathis himself, Lee Henderson again proved the value of having a free taker.
Yes, and I even said to Sean, you know, he was having a great game at half time, you know, he was really dominating that centre back area, and that's very important in hurling. And he was giving us a platform to build from there, and Danny was catching a lot of puckouts, and Joe felt we were on top of midfield, you know, and Kieran was giving the London defence a lot of ball from play, you know, and taking the scoreboard over, and Lee was accurate from the frees. You say, I suppose more experienced boys did step up, you know, and they knew it was on the line, and just it's a big ask for these young boys to put them in at the standard, you know.
And realistically, when you think of it, Declan Coulter was missing, you know, Ronan was missing, Ronan McDermott and Christy McDermott were missing today. It was really too big an ask.
Very big ask. Like, and I suppose within 3 under the 4, Tom, I think we'd have beat that London team, because I don't think they were as good as maybe the teams in our group, you know. And the game was there for the taking if we'd had everybody, but that's here and there now, you know.
So looking to the next year now, you've done 2 years. What's the thinking of Mickey McCann this evening?
Nah, well, Tom, no decisions made today, you know, and it's a tough ask maybe to take the third year, you know. It's all down to the players too, who they want and all the rest.